Book of Titus. Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Elohim and an apostle of Yahshua Messiah according to the faith of the elect of Elohim and full knowledge of the truth according to holiness. In the hope of eternal life which the Elohim who does not lie, promised before the eternal times, but revealed in its own times in a proclamation of his word, with which I was entrusted by the command of Elohim our Savior. To Titus, a true son according to our common faith. Grace, mercy, peace from Yahweh the Father and our Master Yahshua Messiah our Savior. For this cause I left you in Crete, that you might set in order the things lacking and ordain elders in every city, as I ordered you. Appoint only an elder who is blameless, husband of one wife, having faithful children, not in accusation of loose behavior or disobedient. For the overseer must be blameless as a steward of Elohim, not self-willed, nor prone to anger, not excessive in the use of wine, not quick to strike with his fist, not greedy of ill gain. But hospitable, a lover of good, discreet, just, holy, temperate. Holding fast the doctrine of faith, that he may be able both to encourage by sound doctrine and to convict those who are proud. For there are indeed many insubordinate men, empty talkers and deceivers of the people, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouth you must stop, who overturn whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of ill gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true, for which cause rebuke them severely, that they may be sound in the faith, not listening to Jewish fables and commandments of men, having turned away from the truth. Truly, all things are pure to the pure, but nothing is pure to those being defiled and faithless, but even their mind and conscience has been defiled. They profess to know Elohim, but by their works they deny him, and they are abominable and disobedient, condemning every kind of good work. Chapter 2. But you speak things which become sound doctrine, teach the older men to be temperate, sensible, pure, sound in faith, in love, in patience. Teach the older women likewise to behave as becomes the worship of Elohim, not false accusers, not being enslaved by much wine, but to become teachers of good things. That they might train the young women to be modest, to love their husbands and their children. To be discreet, chaste, good homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, so that the word of Elohim may not be blasphemed. Likewise exhort the children to be modest. Holding forth yourself as a pattern of good works about all things in doctrine, in purity, sensibleness, in corruption. Choose sound words that are instructive, so that no man can point the finger of scorn at us, that he of opposition may be ashamed, having nothing bad to say about you. Let slaves be subject to their own masters, well-pleasing in all things, not speaking against them, not stealing, but showing all good faith, that they may adorn the doctrine of Elohim our Savior in all things. For the saving grace of Elohim has appeared to all men, instructing us that having denied unrighteousness and worldly lusts, we should live discreetly and righteously and holy in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and appearance of the glory of our great Elohim and Savior Yahshua Messiah, who gave himself on our behalf, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify a special people for himself, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Chapter 3. Remind them to be obedient and submissive to rulers and authorities, to be ready in every good work, to speak evil of no one, not quarrelsome, but forbearing, having displayed all meekness to all men. For we also once were senseless, disobedient, being led astray, slaving for various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hated, and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of Elohim our Savior toward man appeared, not by works in righteousness which we had done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Yahshua Messiah, our Savior. That being justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Faithful is the word, and concerning these things I desire you strongly to affirm that the ones believing Elohim should take thought to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish questionings and genealogies and contentions and theological arguments of the scribes, for they are unprofitable and vain. After the first and second warning, Avoid a man of heresy, knowing that he who has been such is corrupt, he sins and condemns himself. When I shall send Artemas to you or Tychicus, hasten to come to me at Nicopolis. For I have decided to winter there. See that Zenas the scribe and Apollos are given a good farewell on their journey, that they lack nothing. And let our people be taught to do good works in times of emergency, that they may not be unfruitful. All those with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen.